Hey yo! Alright, so who out there has not heard of FabFitFun? If you don't already know what it is, it's a seasonal box and it is absolutely amazing. It has full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products, and their spring box is heading your way, and we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get it. Don't miss out on this epic box because they sell out super fast. So go to www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's WHOA10, so that you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. And again, that's fabfitfun.com. Use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. Whoa, that's good. What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Whoa, today is really good because my best friend Lenny is in the house.
Hey.
Her name's not Lenny. Her name is Lainey Redmond, and she is one of the coolest people ever. Everybody go follow her on Instagram. But I call her Lenny, and she's not only my best friend, she's my roommate. We do all crazy things together. If you follow It's Sadie and Lainey, you probably think we're the weirdest people ever, and that's okay. But welcome, Lainey, to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I really hope that we can actually get these people talking and not just laugh the whole time. But no, just like any other person that's on this podcast, I will ask you the same question. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
I was thinking about this because I knew this question was going to happen. And I would have to say it was from my mom. She told me, you can't strive to keep something that you didn't earn in the first place.
Whoa!
Yeah. And I feel like that starts with our salvation. Obviously, God's gift of grace, but it flows into everything. Because everything is a gift. And if you look at life like that, you begin to be thankful and you see everything as something that you can't lose because it's all God's in the first place.
That's so good. Oh my gosh. Okay, I honestly feel like that could speak to so many people, especially kind of where we're at in our age group, because it's so easy to like start to strive in the things that you're going for because you feel like, I have to get this job. I have to get this thing to go out, or I have to get the follows, or I have to do whatever. And so like for you in your own life, how have you like you resisted the urge to feel the need to strive?
I feel like even with you brought up like Instagram and that kind of thing, I feel like I've made a rule for myself that I can't post or do anything unless it's coming from a place of feeling like it's not to get an approval or get a response. It's only because I feel like it's something I'm supposed to do in the moment. So people's response won't affect me negatively or positively.
That's so cool.
So I feel like it's even just like, it depends on the situation. Yeah. But
that's so cool. No, that's awesome. Okay, so I got to ask you a question because I know the answer because we talk about this all the time. But I think that this is something that people should hear because we have our Instagram page. It's Sadie and Lainey, and we are stupid. And actually, if you haven't heard of it, our bio is living our best 12-year-old selves because we are actually 12.
But we've been changing it every day.
We change our caption every day, but that's it today. But it's something funny because everybody always says, like, y'all seem so much younger than y'all are. And not in a negative way. They're not being rude. It's just, it's true because we're goofy and whatnot. And I know that you've talked about this a lot in that sense of, like, that's okay and why it might be that way. And I just want you to hit on it because I think a lot of people our age might seem to hear something like that would take a lot of pressure off of the post that they feel like they have to make.
I feel like just with our generation, it's easy to think that we have to be more revealing or post things that we think other people will approve of that are our age or even older. But it really goes back to, well, just kind of how we see ourselves. And like I see, when I look at myself, I'm like, okay, I know that what I post really is an innocence. A lot of times people see innocence as younger.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that I've loved about It's Sadie and Lainey is we're truly being ourselves, and you don't have to be gross to be funny or to get people's attention. There is so much freedom in just being yourself and whatever that looks like for you. And when we started posting crazy stuff, it really actually freed me up in a lot of ways because I think I thought I had to portray like an image of being cool. And like, I walked through like a season where I always left the house looking head to toe, just like felt like 100%, like did my best. And not that that's not good, but when we started posting everything, it was like, I'm out there. Like, I'm super crazy. I'm weird. And all my exposed close friends know that. So why would I try and portray something differently on social media that isn't me? And we've gotten comments before I've seen where people are like, oh, you guys are 12. And we joke about that. Now we're like, oh, you're 12.
We are 12.
But there's a beauty in, like, I feel like the innocence of that and just freedom and joy and laughter. And it really stinks that seems younger to people.
Yeah.
You don't have to be sexy or to, like, put off this, like, image to seem older. I want to change that.
Yeah. No, that's so good.
I really do.
Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
That right there, like, I want to change that. I think that's important for everybody to hear, because the truth is, probably most people out there listening right now, you probably relate to that so much. Like, you're goofy, you're fun, you're silly, like, or you're just, like, natural. Like, you know who that is in you, but for some reason, when you wake up, you put on this image, you walk your walk, you talk your talk, because you feel the pressure of kind of the standard of the world that we live in today. But if you want to change that, and if you want to live out who you are, then you actually just have to do it. And I think you'll be surprised, like, how many people cheer you on in that. Yeah.
And I feel like it really matters who you have around yourself. Like, the fact that's that true. We are both, like, I feel like I've watched you do that, and that really helped me to see you live free, be funny in public, like, not worry about what everybody is thinking of you every moment of the day. And it really doesn't matter, because you've said, you're like, you're really not going to see those people probably ever again.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really is adding to your life more if you're free.
And I think, like, my mom, and I know, like, our families have done a good job at that, and we've, like, seen that culture created, and so, like, we're able to step into it. Like, I think about my mom, like, we call her K-Swaggy. Like, y'all know my mom now from being podcast listeners, but mom is, like, so free, and she has so much fun, and, like, everybody around her is blessed by how much fun she has, and anybody that doesn't know her that saw her wouldn't care. Like, they're just going on with their day, and, like, I've seen that trickle into me and Lainey's friendship, and I think that's really cool. Something else I wanted to ask you that you could hit on, because I think it's inspiring. Like, when I met you, you're a backup dancer, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, now you're singing, you're writing, you're about to start speaking, like, you're doing so many things. And I think that sometimes we limit ourselves to one thing and we think, oh, this is it and this is the way it's gonna be. But I watched you open your hands and say, God, whatever you're gonna do with these hands, do it. And so I want you to talk about that and just the freedom you found.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of started for me before dance. I watched a lot of my friends go to college and do all these things that I was like, that looks fun. But I actually went and got a job at Chick-fil-A and started working there just because simply I felt like the Lord told me to serve. And that was the one thing I knew to do. And just from that posture of, God, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Here I am, like, do whatever you want to do. Then, like, I had so many things that I wanted to do. All the singing, dancing, fashion, like, all those things were in my heart at that time already. But I didn't know what step to take to go there, like, to get to those things first. And about 4 months after I was working at Chick-fil-A, God opened the door for me to backup dance, which was so awesome. Like you said, I did that for 4 years. And through that, then God just began to open doors for fashion and for singing. And but I have noticed through all of those things that I love those things. Like, they're fun. Dance was fun. And but none of those things actually individually satisfy me.
Yeah.
And so I think it's been cool for me to see that, like, no matter what I'm doing, the thing that satisfies me never changes. It's always Jesus. Yeah. And whether it's at Chick-fil-A serving chicken, or it's dancing on stage, or dancing in my room where no one's watching, singing by myself, or making a song that everyone hears. You know, the song first started by myself.
Yeah.
It started alone with Jesus, and it was something that just came from my time with him.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just keeping your private time. Like, you always keep that. You never lose that. But it's just making your private time where somebody else can see it, you know.
Ooh, that'll preach. That's so good. I love that you said, like, that's not what satisfies you. And, like, you know, obviously what brings you your satisfaction, and that's God himself. That's your time with Jesus. Anything else is the overflow of that time. And I think that, going back to your original piece of advice, if you are satisfied with who he is, you don't have to strive.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, and that was what the first time my mom said that to me, that you can't strive to keep something that you didn't earn in the first place, was about dance.
Oh,
I was
wow.
so nervous about, I think it was my first show with Britt Nicole, and I called my mom, and she was like, Lane, like, you didn't earn this. She was like, this is a gift from God, so you don't have to worry about whether you mess up. She was like, if you miss a move, she was like, it's okay, because didn't earn it. God opened this door, and if he wants to shut it, he'll shut it, but he's still good to you.
Yeah.
So
we put so much pressure on ourselves sometimes, and it's like, God gave you that. Yeah, it's okay. Exactly. Take the pressure off of him. Yeah. That's so good. Okay. Now let's get juicy. You got yourself a little bobo. Okay. I'm not going to grill you. I'm not going
to go here.
I wasn't going to go here.
Run.
You know, I'm going to follow the spirit. No, don't turn around. I'm not going to ask you about your boo.
It's hot.
I'll let your life be private. Even though it's on Instagram, go check it out. But no, I'm not going to ask you about that. But what I am going to ask you about is, I mean, I ever since I've known you, you, like, had this, like, year of being single. But I watched you pray for whoever that you were going to date next, and I thought it was beautiful. And I also watched your dad encourage you and what to pray and stuff like that. And I just wanted you to speak to that, like, just praying for the things before they get there. And you might not have a lot to say about this, because I know this is a random question, but I do think that's something I've seen in your life, and it's cool, because when I watched you pray for things, when they came, it was the evidence to you that God's good. You know,
this is actually really funny. This comes from our friend Court Kruger.
Court Star!
She told me about a year ago, she said, Lane, what are you looking for? And I said, I have no idea. And she goes, well, I just want to encourage you to start praying for God to show you what it is that you're looking for, so that when it comes, you know. And that really stuck with me. And so since then, I started praying just for God to show me what that would look like, because I think all of us need different things, because we're all different and God made us that way. And so there are certain things that I need in my future husband that you may not need. You know, you're stronger in that area. And so I began to pray for what that looked like. And I think it's just trusting, too, that God will open your eyes when it's time.
Yeah.
And I like, I would look around. It's kind of funny, like the way that I met my boyfriend now. It's actually really funny because that was my prayer, was God, open my eyes. Yeah. And I literally walked into the middle of the floor at this random event and just started like circling. I was like, let's just, you know, check out the options. And he literally walked by. And I find it, like, I think it's hilarious, but it's, I can also see God in that because of my prayer was open my eyes. So, but I also think just be patient. Trust that God's good to you. He has your best in mind. And even with my dad's always told me, he said, I don't look at them, the guy in particular. He said, I look at you. And so he said, I look and see how I can tell by your face. I can tell by your peace. I can tell what's coming out of you. And so I think that's a good test when you're dating someone too, or starting to get to know somebody. Do they make me a better person?
Yeah.
Is this somebody that I leave and I feel peace? Yeah. I feel encouraged. I feel like it's, I want to go bless somebody else and love somebody else. And I feel that way.
Yeah, so, that's so good. I mean, I can see that in you. And I think that that's so true. And that's so good for people to hear. It's like, look for God's best and know that when it's God's best, like, you're going to be your best too.
Exactly,
like, he's going to make you be a better person of yourself. And y'all are going to have your individual relationships with God, but y'all are going to make each other better. And something that me and Lainey have noticed in our friendship is just in our relationship, like, we have so much fun and like, we feel like at our best. Like, we feel confident, we feel joy filled, we have peace, we're pursuing the Lord, we're encouraging each other in our walk, we come home at night and we talk about what God did, and it's so fun. And like, eventually, like, when you start dating somebody, you want the person that you're dating to be your best friend. And look at your relationship with your best friend and look at your relationship that you're in with your boyfriend and say, okay, is he really treating me like my best friend? Because I think a lot of times girls, you'll be like, oh, he's my best friend, but you're crying every night. I'm like, boo, is he your best friend? You know? Yeah. And I think it's important to look at your friendships and your relationships outside of your relationship with the guy and say, how do these line up? Do I feel the same way? Do I feel the same peace? And obviously it's going to be a different type of relationship, but you should always feel like you're becoming better. And I've watched that in your life, and I think that that's really cool. And I've watched God honor that, and also watch just you fall more and more in love with Jesus in your single season, that like, even if Clayton wouldn't have come that day and walked by, you would be just fine, you know?
And it's like, cool. It's funny, like, right before I met him, like 2 weeks before that, I remember I was driving down the road and I was like, I like love being single. Like, I love the season that I've been in. I love my friends. I love my roommates. Like, this has just been the best. And I was just driving down the road, I was like, God, like, I don't feel like I even like need that. Like, how am I gonna let somebody else in? Like, I love what me and you have. I love what I have my friends. Like, why do I have to have this? I feel like I'm gonna be split. And he said, you won't be split, because the love that he loves you with will be the same love that I loved you with.
Wow.
And so he was like, your love won't be divided.
Wow.
And I feel that 100%. When it is in, it's a good thing. We're both like pursuing Jesus more than you're pursuing the relationship.
Yeah.
There is a peace, and there is so just, it's so, easy. It comes naturally.
So good. Okay, I want to ask you one more thing, because you hit on it already, but I think that it would be good to just encourage people even more in this, because I think a lot of people put so much pressure on their quiet time, and they're like, oh, I have to have these 5 minutes, or I have to wake up early, or I have to stay up, or, and like, it's almost in a sense striving in that. And for you, you said something earlier, you said, you know, your quiet time, sometimes that looks like with people around, and like, it translates into that. And like, I think that some people might have heard that and been like, wait, what? You can do that? How does that look? And so what does that look like for you, and how would you explain to somebody like what that would be?
Quiet time for me, like, I mean, Jesus is my best friend, so I relate it to a lot of the, like, how I even see like my best friend, like you. You know, I spend time with you. I like to talk about you. I have memories with you that I tell other people. And so with my quiet time, like, yes, that's me and Jesus one-on-one, but I also like go and hang out with him around other people. And what I was talking about earlier about the private time becoming public is just you want that to be your root and your foundation. And when that is your foundation, then it just starts to pour onto everything else.
That's so true.
And it goes out in public.
Yeah.
But quiet time for me sometimes even just looks like, I mean, I'll sit in my room just by myself. I won't say a word. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's quiet time. And I just wait until Jesus speaks. Sometimes it's, I ran out this morning and I woke up late and I'm in the car and I just listen to worship.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm around people and you hear Jesus by through your friends. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you'll say things. I'm like, that was mm-hmm. Jesus to me. So I don't think you can put it in a box.
Yeah.
It's a life with Jesus. You don't just like, it's not a turn on and turn it off.
Yeah.
Quiet time is your life.
Yeah.
You know,
that I think so many people need to hear that 24/7. No, but really like people need to know because Jesus, I know that to be true. He's in it all. Mm-hmm. And like, I think when you limit him to a box and you miss him and everything else in mm-hmm. your life and he's there. And so, mm-hmm. man, I know people are going to be so blessed by this. And I hope that on the other end, you're encouraged not only in your own life, but your relationship with Jesus, your relationship with your boyfriend, your relationship with your friendships, because they can all be so good. And it might, you might be sitting there. I just want to encourage you. It might not be good right now. Start praying, because there is times in both of our lives, I know, that we felt like we didn't have a group of friends or the people that were lifting us up. Or maybe there were some days where it was just you felt very lonely. But the more and more we prayed, the more and more time went on, we eventually like found each other here in Nashville with all these amazing friends.
And you're so grateful.
And we're so grateful.
That time,
and that's going to come because God hears your prayers. I think he loves relationship. He designed us for relationship. And Lainey, thank you so much. This is very weird for us to be so serious for a whole 20 minutes. You were a hard get, my gosh.
I know. Sorry. I try not to be a diva.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, hey.
Hey, girl. Are you ready for some good and bad advice?
I was born ready.
Wow. Okay, so Aggie showed up. All right, let's see. I think that this is a great piece of advice. It says, hold everything dearly, but not too tightly.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
I think it's really good. I think I actually heard none other than Madea say it very well. She said, I'm not even
sure. The great philosopher Madea.
Oh, she always comes in with the kill, but she said, she was talking about the difference in things and people that come into your life that are seasonal friendships or even mm-hmm. seasonal things that come in, and then the difference between like lifelong. And she said, when you put lifelong expectations on seasonal things, that's when you get disappointed. And I actually,
what? Madea said that?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Isn't that so good? I've been thinking about it every day since I've heard that. Because I think that's so true. Sometimes you think that these things are going to be a lifetime. Maybe mm-hmm. it's a friendship. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's even a job or whatever. And when you put a lifetime expectation, whenever it's a very much a seasonal thing, then when it leaves, you're going to be really hurt by it and really upset mm-hmm. by it when it was never actually promised.
When maybe that was only meant to be.
Maybe that was meant
seasonal.
To be.
Seasonal, yeah.
And if you can hold it not too tightly, but hold it dearly, you can mm-hmm. learn from it and appreciate it for what it is and not like, oh, what it was and be hurt by it not being there anymore.
Wow. I think that is really good advice. I love it. I'm actually going to write that down.
Madea.
Write it down. I love the whole thing's dearly, but not too tightly. I think that's so good.
So
good. Beautiful.
So good. One. Okay, what do you think about this? Start tomorrow! !
I'm not sure where they were going with that one, but okay. Like, I mean, you can always start tomorrow. I do think that there's something good in like his, what's the verse about like, He's new every morning, like his promises renew every morning. Yeah. Like there's, you can always wake up and it's a new day and mm-hmm. you can start something tomorrow, any tomorrow. It doesn't have to be New Year's. It doesn't have to be when you turn, 30 or when you turn those, you can always start tomorrow. So
I think there's probably two ways you can go with that. It depends on mm-hmm. the emphasis. If you're like, we're going to start tomorrow, then it's like, yeah, we're doing it tomorrow. There's something tomorrow. Uh-huh. Or you go, I'll start tomorrow. Because you know you're not actually going to start tomorrow.
That is true. You look at it from the other coin. It's like,
You're like
yeah, I'll start tomorrow. You're always like, always going to start tomorrow. Yeah, yep. That's not good.
Exactly. So look, if you're saying I'll start tomorrow, how are you saying it, boo? Well, thanks,
it depends
Mom.
On if you're an optimist or a pessimist, I guess.
Hey.
Glass half full, glass half empty.
Yep, everybody go check your glass.
There you go.
Somebody said something the other day. It was one of those, like, glass half full, glass half empty, and it was, like, something about Jesus being the whole thing or something. I was like, wow.
Whoa.
I thought I, like, had the right answer when I said glass half full, and I was like, oh, okay, awkward.
They took it to the next level.
I know, what a Tommy taught me. But anyways, thanks, Mom. I think that this was really great advice. Even the bad advice turned good.
All right. Well, love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Anytime. Bye, baby.
Hey, friends. Okay, so I don't know if everybody knows that last year I started a new project called the LO Box. Now, you might be thinking, what in the world is in the LO Box? Well, the LO Box is a Bible study-based box. The whole thing this time is on bold confidence. And what it has in it is it equips you to lead a Bible study on this idea of bold confidence in your own home, in a dorm, in a cafe, etc. What's inside, there is a 6-week magazine leader guide written by me. So we put the Bible study in a magazine form. So you can literally have it on your coffee table at home to show. We also have recipe ideas. Don't know how to cook? Don't worry. We got you covered. We have activities with supplies, and those are going to be super fun and bonding for your friends. We also have video teachings by me to encourage you as a leader that you can access on a private Facebook group and live chats with me. And there's also some other goodies from 31 Bits. We have necklaces and bracelets and stuff like that. We have from This Bar Saves Lives, some bars. We have a Hosanna Revival printout that's beautiful. We partner with World Vision to get a little handbag from people all over the world. And we have my new favorite book by Ben Stewart, Single, Dating, Engaged, Married. So how do you get this box? Well, all you gotta do is go to liveoriginal.com and you can be a leader today. And get yours today so you can join me for the live chats happening February 2019 and we'll do it together. Super excited about doing a study with y'all.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, SadieRob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.